Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate girls golf team, Coach Jeff Peralt. And Coach, you finished fourth, just missed going as a team by 11 strokes, but you are advancing three to the section meet. You have Grace Fisher, you have Georgia Sanders, and Kaylee Klassen all advancing. So really a bittersweet day today.
Yeah, it is bittersweet. You know, we obviously set the goal at the beginning of the year to bring the entire team to the section tournament. We didn't make it last year, so that was kind of one of the first things out of the girls' mouths when we were talking about goals is we have to get back as a team. And so today, you know, it is disappointing. You know, the golf course kind of won in many ways against some of these girls today. And you know, we posted one of our higher team scores. And just picked the wrong day to do that, you know. So we're on the outside looking in as far as a team, but, you know, nice that we got three of our individuals. That's, you know, half of our squad is going to get to go play at Bemidji for the section tournament.
Let's first talk about Grace Fisher. She advances. She went to state last year, and she was able, being a senior, I'm sure there was some nerves of I got to do this again, but she was able to play a pretty solid round.
Yeah, you know, Grace has been up and down a little bit this year. You know, I think she wants to get back to that state tournament so bad that she's really put a lot of pressure on herself. And you know, by doing that, there have been some days where she hasn't maybe performed like she's able to. Today was a good day for her, you know, shooting 95 on a difficult course. You know, I expect that she's going to be in the hunt, you know, come the end of section tournament. She'll be, you know, being talked about as a possibility of going down to that state tournament.
Georgia Sanders is your second Pirate advancing, and she's really been golfing well at the end of the season here, and she had a solid round again today.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, I think I mentioned, you know, she started out as a six, you know, and moved her way up into the five spot and played five today. But the last couple of weeks, I think we've used her score for our team score, which, you know, you don't expect to have to use the five or six. It's nice when you do because that shows that you have some depth. And she's just been figuring it out. You know, she doesn't, not a lot of stuff out there seems to bug her. She played very well today, you know, 101 and put herself in that position. So it's fun, you know, to be playing your best golf here going into sections. And I think she enjoys Town and Country. You know, I think all three girls have mentioned that they like this course. So, you know, when you like a course, you have good feelings. You know, I think we could possibly see one of her lower scores here going into sections.
And then Kaylee Klassen, she gets in as the sixth and final individual score to advance, and she shot a 106, and not her best round of the year, but the course was playing a little more difficult today, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was. You know, there's definitely a lot of trouble that you can find, and the Pirates found a lot of it today. And you know, Kaylee, we enjoy her on the golf course. She has a very relaxed kind of attitude. Nothing seems to really get her too frazzled. You know, I think I've mentioned of her before too. You know, if we can just get her to stop leaving stuff all over the state, you know, I mean, we're always picking up her golf clubs. We're always, you know, grabbing shoes or whatever from the van, or, you know, it's just, she leaves stuff everywhere, and that's her, you know, it's her personality. But I'm real proud of her, you know, getting an opportunity to play in the section tournament. You know, I look forward to seeing what she can do.
Then the other three that aren't making it, it was Morgan Nelson. She shot a solid round. She had a 109 and just missed going as well.
Yeah, and she's been playing better as of late, too. You know, she's real good off the tee and has been pretty good off the tee for most of the year. She hits the ball quite a long ways. You know, and if she figures out how to score around the greens, you know, the chipping and the putting, she dials that in over the summertime coming into her senior year. She's going to be one of our leaders next year for sure.
Then you had two girls that ran into some issues with water and rules, and Hallie Nicholas shot a 111, and Hannah Browse, a senior, shot 116, and obviously a tough day for both those golfers.
Yeah, you know, it is, and it's emotional, you know, especially, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, a senior who really had her sights set on, you know, getting to that next level, that section tournament, giving herself a chance, because she wasn't that many strokes away from making it to a state tournament when she was a sophomore. Her junior year, you know, she's out for an entire golf season because of a knee injury, didn't get to play, so you feel bad about that. And then, you know, I know that there isn't a kid kid that, that was working any harder than Anna here at the end of the year. She spends a lot of time, you know, after practice at the course, you know, just trying to get things dialed in. She got herself into some penalty troubles today, you know, ones that I think she, you know, really wishes she had back. You know, overall, she's just a great kid. She's been a great leader for the Pirates, you know, and she's going to go on and do some wonderful things in her life. She's what, just one of those class acts for sure. You know, on the other side of that spectrum, you have a freshman, somebody who you hope kind of just learns from today. You know, she had a big score on a hole where there's some water. She attempted to go over it multiple times and just wasn't, you know, wasn't feeling it, and it wasn't happening for her. And next thing you know, you've got a 16 on the scorecard, you know, and that's two bad holes, not, you know, and let alone one. You just learn from it. You feel bad for her that happened, but it can happen. It's happened to a lot of people on the golf course where you post a big one like that. Where I give her credit is she's real good at recovery. She just kind of walked away from that hole. She was emotional, but next tee shot was decent, you know, you know, just went right back to work, and that's a sign of some maturity for the freshman, and she's gonna play a lot of golf for the Pirates here in the future, and so you know, I feel bad that she didn't make it, but you know, definitely we're going to see her post some good scores for us in the future.
So you advanced three, advanced Grace Fisher, Georgia Sanders, and Kaylee Klassen, and overall thoughts on the day. Again, as we said, really bittersweet.
Yeah, really bittersweet for sure. You know, you hate to see that senior hanging it up. That's the toughest one for me. You know, Grace, obviously, the other senior is getting that another chance to get to the state tournament. I, you know, I'm just proud of those other two girls too, sneaking in there and giving themselves a chance to continue to play. It should be a lot of fun next Monday and Tuesday at Bemidji Town and Country.